Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Adam Kirk in for Rich Jones on Jacksonville's Morning News. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is joining us live from Washington, D.C. And, of course, Joe Biden, the former vice president under President Obama, is now running for his former boss's spot. Not really a surprise. I mean, the guy's been running for president for 32 years. He first announced his first campaign back in 1988, and he's been running, it seems like, ever since. The speculation's been really just kind of like waiting for him to make that official announcement. We all kind of knew it was coming. But what makes this year any different? Joe Biden specifically chose a certain way to kick off his campaign, and he's going to Pittsburgh, of course. We saw the president react. Rachel, what makes this year any different? What's kind of the outlook for his campaign now?
Well, this year is different because the entire political climate is different. The president calling him Sleepy Joe and doesn't think he has what it takes to be president. He was on Fox's Sean Hannity last night. But he is running kind of with his opening salvo there, kind of an anti-Trump campaign, opening with scenes of the Charlottesville race riots. But then he was off to Wilmington. He stopped by a pizzeria. It was very much Obama-style campaigning. You remember the former president would just pop into a hole in the wall somewhere and, you know, order a hot dog. It was the same kind of thing of getting out and being with the people. I think Joe Biden is going to go for the Rust Belt states. He's kicking off officially his campaign in Pittsburgh on Monday. That's very key because that state, Pennsylvania, President Trump won by just like one percentage point in 2016. So that's the strategy, is to go after kind of blue-collar workers, what President Trump described as the forgotten man. That is Joe Biden's bailiwick.
Yeah, it's a very interesting strategy because in Pennsylvania, as you know, a lot of people did cross over. I mean, Pennsylvania is a working class state. It's a state with a lot of union members who may not necessarily be very liberal, but they consider themselves Democrats. Well, they crossed over the aisle to vote for President Trump because they thought that he was speaking more toward them. So now you have Joe Biden trying to go get those people back from Pennsylvania, from Ohio, from other working class states and working class cities specifically. I wonder, though, is he going to be battling, essentially, in your view, Bernie Sanders for those voters at this point?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that Bernie Sanders is taking that tact. I mean, Bernie Sanders is a self-described democratic socialist. I don't see him appealing to those, working families and the bread and butter issues. I mean, he goes for Medicare for all, but Joe Biden's going for that middle of the pack type. And I don't think they're going after us. Well, they are going after all Democrats, but I don't know that Bernie Sanders is going to hone in on those voters. He should. But I don't know if his messaging is going to resonate as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see those kind of two wings of the party battle it out over the next few weeks to see who's the most dominant and who can kind of capture the most voters as we head toward 2020. Already getting pretty interesting on the campaign trail. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live from D.C. Thank you very much.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.